Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ron C. of the Washington Police Department about the dangers of leaving children unattended in vehicles, even with the windows down, with weather like this. Temperatures are expected to reach the 90s each day this week. And already this summer, authorities have been called to vehicles in the community where children have been left unattended.
It's that time of year again. We're seeing temperatures climb up into the 90s, and we've already had a couple of calls in the area about children being left in cars. What advice do you have for parents this time of year in particular?
Just be real cautious and cognitive of if you have your child with you. And if you normally do have a child with you, just take that extra few seconds to check in that back seat and make sure that they are not with you. And if they are, that you get them out of there. It doesn't take long in this type of heat for things to get dangerous.
And is that even with windows rolled down?
Correct. Even with windows rolled down, it's just too hot this time of year to leave anyone inside an unrunning car.
And with this, it happens here in Washington.
Yes, it does.
Do you have any advice for maybe a grandparent who doesn't normally have a child with them?
Like I say, do not leave them in your car. And even like me, who on rare occasions will I have my grandkids with me, it doesn't do me any harm to take an extra 2 seconds and check that back seat every time and make sure that there is not a child in there.
And if you happen to park at a grocery store or downtown and see a child left unattended in a vehicle that's not running, what should that person then do?
I would suggest calling 911 in this type of heat. That is an emergency type situation, and we need to get the officers there as quick as possible and get that child out and into a cool environment.
And as an officer, what are the steps that you have to take then on scene?
We would arrive on scene and we would gain access to that vehicle immediately by whatever means is necessary. Many times we could do that quickly using our vehicle unlock tools, and there may be an occasion where we'd have to just take a window out.
And has that happened for you?
Not in this type of situation, no.
That's something to be thankful for.
Yes.
And talking about the temperatures and how quickly the inside of the car can get, what are some of the figures?
Just a figure of 68 degrees outside temperature. Within 5 minutes, the inside of a vehicle could be up to 75. If you're at 86 degrees outside temperature, within 5 minutes, it could be up to 93. And after 10 minutes at 68, you're up to 81. And after 10 minutes at temperature of 86, you're up to 99 degrees inside that vehicle. Just a real quick way that a person could test this is if they drive somewhere today or this week with the temperatures the way they are, just shut off your car and try and sit in your car for 5 minutes and see how fast it does get hot inside that car.
And the adult body is able to regulate temperature a lot better than a child.
Yes, they would be.
And again, with these hot temperatures, if somebody sees a child left attended in a car, what should they do?
Call 911.
That's been today's Washington Page with Ron C. of the Washington Police Department, talking about the dangers of leaving children unattended in vehicles, especially with weather like this. Temperatures are expected to reach the 90s each day this week. If you see a child unattended in a vehicle, call 911. That's been today's Washington Page on KCII. I'm Sally Hart.